Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Brandy. How can I help you?
Hi, Brandy. This is Jeremy. I just talked to you recently just about my order in the vase that was missing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I interesting enough, I got home and I checked my email all the way back. Nothing has been deleted all the way for this whole entire year. So, in Eagle Moss, whenever they send me something, even what you sent me tonight showed up. In my email. So it's not going to spam, it's not going to trash or anything, but I never got a notification of the base being shipped. So I was kind of curious, is there a way you could send me a link showing that it was actually delivered? Because I'm just kind of questioning, maybe something happened in the shipping process and it was sent back to you guys?
Okay, now it would have been in the whole complete order for January, so you didn't get that complete order, right?
No, I didn't. Like I said, it never showed up. And like when I got home, the first thing I did is I went through and I scribed through all of my emails. And Eagle Moss does show up in January. And it was for the latest shipment. It's, you know, all these issues before 87. So, and like I said, I was looking for that shipment in detail. I just want to get down to the bottom and make sure that no one's, you know, stealing my packages and stuff. But it's kind of weird because USPS typically is pretty good. It's not like anybody's going to sit there and follow them because it's just basic mail. But, it's just so weird that there was no given indication that it was actually sent in the mail.
Pull this back up.
Sorry to bother you.
No, you're fine. All right, so that was... Come on. Blah, 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 blah. All right, so that shipment with that had the display base in it was issues 79 through 85 or 86.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I received 86. Yeah, but I never received the base.
Did you receive all of them parts?
What's that? Oh,
you received.
Yeah.
So the display base just was not in there.
Yeah, it was just the issues. So I'm kind of thinking probably maybe where the misconception of delivery happened, because I'm waiting for 80 issues 87 to 95.
Yeah, so you've got the all the way up to 86.
Look here.
Okay, so what probably happened, because the display base was supposed to have been put in that box, it probably did not get put in that box.
Yeah.
It probably got mispackaged, or somebody didn't put it in there. So, yeah, we'll just.
Okay. Well, I was just kind of curious. I just
yeah.
I wanted to make sure, because I don't want, like you said, nowadays, people, this world's crazy. People will come up and steal anybody's packages, even if it's medical and pharmaceutical means for, you know, people surviving. they'll steal packages off the thing.
Yeah, it didn't come by itself. It was supposed to have been in that shipment with those issues.
Yeah, it never came. I wasn't even aware. So, and I was just like I said, and when I, you know what, I'll look at my last receipt to make sure, because like I said, no display date. I'll have to look it up. I've had the car in a box for like a long time. So, but yeah, that's weird. Yeah, it did not come with the shipments.
Yeah, it just it undoubtedly when they were packing it, there was an oversight. So we just need to send the display base, not the whole shipment.
Yeah, not the whole entire shipment. Just
okay.
Yeah. Woo. Okay. I'm glad I wanted to call back and just confirm, because I was like, that was kind of weird. I didn't know if it was, I thought the package was, the base itself is big enough. I was like, well, maybe it is going to come by itself. And that's why I didn't question it.
Okay, I'm pulling it up so I can redo it and just do the display base.
But I did receive your email.
Okay.
So I'm getting emails from you guys, and I thank you for the update on that. I really appreciate it.
All right, so we know the emails are coming through. Lord, help this thing.
Technology, I tell you.
Come on.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense. Because, like I said, I was looking at after shipping.
Cancel the pending. And we're just going to reship the display base. All right. Oh, the Lord, Lord, come on. I'm not a patient person when it comes to this thing loading.
I feel the same way too. We deal with somewhat respectable internet service in our house, and it's like some days it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Some days we want to call them up and wonder if we have questions.
Well, you would think at night it would be like faster.
Yeah.
It's not.
A bunch of smoke and mirrors.
No, this is not pending reship. I've already canceled the pending reship. All right. Now.
What I want to do is I also want to, you know, I want to check. Once I find the receipt, too, that might actually explain some things because it's been a bit since I've seen the receipt. But the last time they done it, they always put it down as an IOU kind of thing.
All right. So we got the issue on the display base done. That, all right. Okay, and what else was there?
No, that's it.
That's it. Okay. Well, I've got that all taken care of then. So we just got to just get you that display base and get you back on track.
I appreciate you, Brandy. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, I do thank you for calling back. And thank you for calling Eagle Moss. You have a good night.
Good night. Thank you.